Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here today for another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by David Gooding from Gooding & Company. They got a big auction coming up out in Arizona. We're going to find out all about it. Also, a little later on in the hour, speaking of Arizona auctions, we'll be joined quickly by a representative from the RM Auction Company to talk about their event also coming up in Scottsdale, Arizona. Hour number two of the program, we hope to have Dave Kinney from Haggerty's Cars That Matter, doing a last-minute time switch on that one. And also, in hour number two of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by Jeff Bressler, our motorsports editor, with an update from the racing desk. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls, we'll play a little trivia, and, of course, we'll bring you the latest automotive news. And this news report is brought to you by the folks at Stabil. When you store, start with Stabil. It's America's number one fuel stabilizer. For more information, visit www.goldeagle.com. The eyes of the automotive world is centered on the city of Detroit, Michigan, where right now it is open to the public. But earlier this week was the press days of the big North American show, and I was there, recorded a whole slew of interviews. Some of the important unveils included from Ford a 2011 Focus, a new Mustang GT. The 5.0 is back to the Mustang GT, 412 horsepower, 390 pound-feet of torque, 25 miles per gallon on the highway. Not too shabby at all. General Motors had the high-performance variant of their CTS-V Coupe on display there. Very good-looking vehicle indeed. A number of other concepts from General Motors, including a interesting concept called the Granite from GMC. Other notables, interesting concept car from the folks at Volkswagen. Caught a lot of people by surprise. The coupe looks a little like an A5 from Audi, but a hybrid vehicle. Speaking of hybrid vehicles, Honda showed off their spiritual successor to the CRX from the 80s. It's a CRZ, and it's a hybrid vehicle as well, available with the world's first 6-speed manual transmission in a hybrid, as well as a traditional automatic. Mercedes took the wraps off their E-Class Cabriolet, as a follow-up to their E-Class sedan in New York. We'll see the unveiling of the E-Class wagon as Mercedes continues to up the ante there, and a number of other important introductions as well, and we'll tell you about that all throughout today's program. But right now, it's my pleasure to welcome David Gooding, the president of the auction company named after himself, Gooding & Company. Hey, David, how you doing?
Very good.
Well, tell us all about the excitement as you lead up to the big Arizona auction. It looks like this is going to be quite an event as usual.
Yeah, this is our first year that we're going to be doing 2 days of sales on Friday, January 22nd, and then Saturday, January 23rd, both sales beginning at 11 o'clock. We have more cars than we've ever had before, and we're really excited with what we have to offer.
Wonderful, and we're going to tell our listeners all about some of the highlighted vehicles. But, David, I notice you continue to expand. Of course, this past summer out at Pebble Beach, you had a couple of fabulous days there. And just recently, I was reading some press that you're going to have a presence at the Amelia Island Concours as well.
Yeah, we're doing an auction down at Amelia Island the same time as the Concours d'Elegance. We're not officially affiliated with the Amelia Island Concours, but it's such a great event. Like Pebble Beach, there are many different people that come from around the world, and so we figured it's a great place to be, and we wanted to bring cars there to offer to sell because there are so many clients that come down for the Concours and the other auction. RM puts on a great auction there. So, you know, whenever that happens, there's always a big cadre of car collectors, and we figured it was a good, great place to go do an auction.
as is Arizona in January. It seems like Arizona is becoming synonymous with car auctions as more and more seem to move in every year. And also is just a huge gathering of automotive folks from all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, Arizona, there's a whole tradition of many auction companies putting on auctions there, beginning with, of course, Barrett-Jackson. But now there's just a number of us out there. And it's great. It's great, really, for the car collectors because whether they're interested in hot rods or muscle cars or great, you know, American classics or European classics, they can really see whatever they want, you know, Ferraris, anything. They're all there concentrated in Scottsdale. During this next week. And so, we actually have about 140 cars that we're going to be offering. What we focus on really is trying to get real high quality cars. So, of the 140 cars, we have quite a few that are well over $500,000 and even more that are, you know, also some that are over $1 million. So, it's different than some of the other auctions there, try to offer something different to the market.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some of your personal favorites going over the block at Goody & Company sale in Scottsdale. What vehicle do you anticipate bringing the highest dollar, David?
Yeah, probably the top selling lot will be the 56 Jaguar D-Type sports racing car. Wonderful car. This was Jaguar's pinnacle car that they designed to win Le Mans in the 1950s. And in fact, they did win Le Mans three times with Jag D-Type, nearly identical to the car we're offering. The car that we're selling actually had a very good racing career here in the U.S. It was driven by 10 miles and won a number of races, including one of the last big races that a Jag D-Type won was at Pomona with Miles behind the wheel. And Ken Miles went on to develop the Shelbys and GT40s and was, one of the best drivers of his day. So this car with that win and his driver history is a real significant piece of history.
Absolutely, and certainly a rare piece to say the least.
Mm-hmm. And we're expecting that car to bring between $3.5 to $4.5 million.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Tell us about some of the other highlighted vehicles going over the block in Scottsdale.
Well, we have a 1934 Duesenberg disappearing top Murphy Roadster. And it is estimated between $1.2 to $1.6 million. And the Murphy Roadsters were the most common of the great J. Duesenbergs. It was the most prolific body style. Not that any Duesenberg is a common or significant car, but they built more of these body styles than any of the other body styles because they were so pretty. But this one actually is a little unique in that it's the only one with rear-mounted spares. Both spare tires are usually on most of them are found in the fenders on the sides, and this one has them in the rear, so it really elongates the lines of the car. Already a beautiful looking car, it makes it even more spectacular. So we're excited to see how that car will do.
Absolutely. A lot of interest in that car so far?
Yes, quite a bit. Another car that we have is one of our stars for both of those cars were on Friday. For Saturday, we have a 1959 Ferrari Series 1 Cabriolet, and many people know a Cal Spider, but a Series 1 Cabriolet is a much rarer car to come to auction.
So true. When we come back, we'll hear more about it with David Gooding. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Pouring in our car.
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, hot fudge sundae!
When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world. Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. We are previewing the events happening next week in Scottsdale, Arizona and surroundings with David Gooding, the president of Gooding & Company. And David's been telling us about some of the star cars going over the block at the Gooding & Company sale happening both Friday and Saturday in Scottsdale. And David, before the break there, you were telling us about a Ferrari, but not your average Ferrari. This one is an extremely rare model. Tell our listeners more about it.
Yeah, it's a 1951 Series 1 Pininfarina Cabriolet, and a lot of listeners will know of the famed Ferrari California Spiders. Those cars were built by Scaglietti, the coachwork was by Scaglietti, based on a 250 chassis. But Pininfarina built a similar car, very long, open spider. It was their version of the 250 open cabriolet, and it looks like a California spider, but there's subtle differences, and they were much more expensive cars when they were new. And Pininfarina is a much higher regarded coach builder, so the quality of the car is first off, they're rarer, and the whole quality of the coachwork is much higher than a Cal Spider, so we're extremely excited about that car. We are estimating it at 2.2 to 2.6, and you know, I really don't remember the last time one has come up for auction. They just don't come up. I mean, it's been a number of years, but it'll be exciting to see what it brings.
And which day is that going over the block, David?
That is going over on Saturday morning. So that sale begins at 11 o'clock, and that's one of the earlier lots. So we will see what it brings.
Excellent. Let's talk about some of the other star cars. Let's concentrate on Friday. Tell us about some of the stars of the Friday event.
Yeah, well, I mentioned the Jag D-Type, but, you know, one thing, we really pride ourselves on having, you know, a variety, a little bit of everything in the sale. So we've got everything from a 69 Chevy Cobo Camaro. That's being offered without reserve. We're estimating it at 125 to 200. It's a very, very correct and authentic Copo. So we've got some muscle cars. We have sports cars. We've got a wonderful little 246 Dino Ferrari, just a gorgeous fly yellow example, fully restored. We even have a 51 Ford F1 pickup. You know, again, being offered without reserve. So when I say without reserve, that means it's going to sell no matter what the high bid is. If it's $30,000 and no one bids any higher, then that's what it's going to sell for. And so we have quite a few no reserve cars, quite a few cars in different price categories and different eras. I mean, we've got everything from really early brass era, you know, 1910s and teens, cars to you know, post-war cars, so really a wide variety and selection.
David, tell us about the venue that you're using in Scottsdale. Whereabouts is it going to be held?
Right, it's called Fashion Square, Scottsdale Fashion Square, and it's right on the corner of 68th and Camelback, so it's very easy to find. It's at a major intersection, and we're in the parking lot of a mall, the Fashion Square Mall, and we put up the tents are already up. We put up quite a few structures and staging and lighting and everything, so you can properly see the cars. But it's easy to get to, and the great thing about it is there's plenty of parking. If you're bringing some family members that aren't so into cars, they're shopping nearby. Literally, you can walk into the mall; it's walking distance from where we are. There's great restaurants around, hotels, so centrally located right in Old Scottsdale.
Excellent. Let's talk about some of the other cool cars. This one is definitely one of those. It's a 1934 Hispano Suiza, and this actually appeared in a James Bond movie from 1979. Tell us about
That's
this
right.
one, David.
Oh, great, great car. It is it's called a J12, and 12-cylinder Hispano Suiza. They were built both in France and in Spain. And the head engineer, the founder of the company, was a Swiss engineer. And for many car connoisseurs, they think that he built some of the finest cars ever created. People would say that a Hispano is a higher quality car, more sophisticated, better designed car than even a Rolls-Royce. They were big, luxurious, very sophisticated, very fast, powerful, well-designed, well-built cars. And this car has a very unusual coachwork. It's got a two-door, four-seat convertible coachwork with a very extreme raked windshield, so it's extremely attractive car, and And a lot of the Hispanos from this period were rather formal and kind of slab-sided and mundane. This car is actually sporty and was in one of the Roger Moore James Bond movies. So it's got a great history. It's also been driven on quite a number of rallies. So it's a proven tour car.
Let's tell our listeners about a 1956 Maserati, and this is a rare one, one of only 15 examples built in that year. Tell us all about this particular vehicle, painted in a very unusual color.
Yeah, it's called an A6G54 Berlinetta. So it's a coupe, and it has a six-cylinder twin cam, two-liter motor, and Maseratis from this period. This is one of the, you know, in the mid-1950s, Maserati was at the forefront. They actually won the World Constructors Championship in 57, beating out Ferrari. So they were very advanced cars that were race-proven. And, of course, like Ferrari, Maserati built cars for the road really to kind of supplement the racing program. And they had low production cars. This is one of those cars, a sports car. It's got unusual coachwork by Alamano. Many people have heard of Zagato, but some of the other coach builders that are less well known are Alamano and Frua, and they built some of the A6Gs. A very pretty car. It's painted a light green color, which is its original color combination, silver metallic-y green, and it's just a glorious little jewel of a car.
Another jewel of a car belonged to a former Alfa Romeo enthusiast, Ralph Stein. You've acquired one of Ralph's cars. This is an Alfa from 1932, also a very rare car. And this vehicle has been around. It has certainly participated in some of the world's great events. We'll tell our listeners about that when we come back, as we're fast approaching the break. I'm getting so excited here, losing track of time. David Gooding is our very special guest. This is Auto World. Don't go away. We're coming back with lots more.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know, because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extra today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining us here today. My name is Bob Long, joined by David Gooding from Gooding & Company. He's telling us all about the big sale coming up in Scottsdale, Arizona, January 22nd and 23rd, to be held right at the beautiful Fashion Square Mall. And, David, before the break, you were telling us about a vehicle that you acquired from a famous Alpha collector. And, boy, this vehicle has been in so many events around the world.
Yeah, it's a 1932 Alpha 6C 1750 with Zagato coachwork, and it was consigned to us by a collector out here in California. He consigned it to us to auction off this next week. It's going to be going up for auction on Saturday, and we estimated at 1.2 to 1.6. But what's so fun about this car is it's just a delight to drive. 6C 1750 Alphas were one of the all-time great pre-war sports cars. They won a number of races, but it's got a six-cylinder engine, twin cams, supercharged, and everything about this car is just exciting. The way it looks, the way it sounds, and when you drive it, the steering is just laser precise. The throttle is, you know, you touch the throttle, the car goes. The noise it makes is wonderful. I mean, it's just the term thoroughbred sports car was really a term actually, I think, kind of coined by Ralph Stein, who owned this car. And you can see why. It has an animate feeling to it, the car does. It's just a wonderful car.
Taking a look at some of the other star cars going over the block at the Gooding & Company sale, a 1937 Ford Curtis Tommy Lee Speedster. And for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with Tommy Lee, I'm not talking about the rock and roll star from recent years, but a gentleman who was a very well-known collector and heir. This goes back to the 1930s. Tell us more, David.
Yeah. Tommy Lee had inherited a huge fortune during the Depression, and really was an automotive, you know, what we would call an automotive junkie. And he had wonderful cars, supercharged Alfa Romeos, Tavo Lagos, you know, the Grand Prix Mercedes, the finest cars he could find. And in 1937, he took a Ford, what was based, started off with a Ford, and took it to Frank Curtis, the famed IndyCar builder, and said, you know, I want you to build the best sports car you can of the time, and I want it to be a one-off special car. So they put in an Offenhauser engine, which was quite a quite a potent engine to put in for a road car, and they used some cord front fenders. So it's got 812 cord fenders with pop-up headlamps and sort of a cord-inspired, coffin-nose cord-inspired front end. Really pretty unique car. It looks like a much more sporty, open racing cord. Just a beautiful car. And they only built one. And I think he spent at the time $40,000 to build this car.
Wow.
Which, yeah, in 1937 was just unheard of. And so it's a rare and special piece, and has a lot of particularly interest to L.A. car nuts, because Curtis was so well known in L.A. The car was built here, so it'd be nice to see if that car came back to California. We're estimating it at $250,000 to $350,000. Very pretty car and unique. It's the only one there is.
And speaking of a unique vehicle, you have acquired for the sale the first wood-bodied convertible ever produced by the Ford Motor Company, going back to 1947. Tell us about this vehicle, David.
Yeah, 47 Ford Woody. We're just, you know, Woodies always generate quite a bit of interest. And this lot in particular is being sold on Saturday night or Saturday afternoon. We are estimating it at $225,000 to $275,000. It's a 47 Ford Sportsman. You know, the first of the non station wagon Woodies. It was the Sportsman was an actual automobile rather than a station wagon, and they took the standard 47 Ford automobile and built wood bodies on them, and Ford Sportsmans are really desirable to car collectors these days because they drive very, you know, they're V8 Fords that drive like wonderful V8 Ford automobiles do, but they've got the added attraction of being wood-bodied cars, so it's kind of the best of both worlds.
Absolutely. Another extremely rare car from 1931. This is a Cadillac 452A V16 Sport Phaeton with coachwork by Fleetwood. There aren't that many of these left.
Yeah, I believe there are 16 to 18 original Sport Phaetons. They're such pretty cars. 16-cylinder, 1931. So in the depths of the Depression, Cadillac unveiled the V16. Of course, they designed it when the market was buoyant, and they thought that there was going to be a huge market for the luxury cars. Of course, by 1931, the luxury car market had collapsed. But 16-cylinder, very pretty car, four-passenger, and it has a roll-up rear window. So there is a window behind the driver's seat, but in front of the rear passenger compartment, and it rolls up, and there's even a speedometer in the rear and a clock in the rear for the rear passengers. So quite an opulent car from the 1930s. We're estimating that car at $425,000 to $525,000.
Excellent.
And We had one at Pebble Beach that brought nearly $600,000. So, you know, it's been our goal to really be conservative in our estimates, and that always seems to be the better way to go. So,
Let's tell our listeners about this Shelby 260 factory competition Cobra from 1962. This is also a very significant Cobra.
Yeah, one of the first early Cobras. It's a very early car, a 260 before the 289s. Shelby made their name with the early race cars, and this is one of those cars. Bob Johnson drove this car to great success. It was a factory team car, and was very, very successful race car. We estimated that 2.5 to 3.5 million. The 289 Cobras, you know, standard street cars are $400,000 to $600,000, depending upon condition and originality and everything. And the factory race cars, especially the early cars with significant race history, bring a lot more money because they're just so rare and desirable and historically important. This is one of those cars, so we're excited about it. We've had a lot of interest in it because they're just such great cars to vintage race. Very, very usable, fast, fun, exciting, and reliable.
How can the folks find out more information website-wise, David, about the Gooding & Company Scottsdale auction? What are some of the best locales, web-wise and otherwise?
Oh, just go right to our website, goodingco.com.
Perfect. David, I want to thank you so much for your time here today, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thank you very much, Bob.
That's going to do it for this segment. We'll take a pit stop when we come back on the other side. More of Auto World is headed your way.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique, one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-580-7310. It's filled with top-quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. 1-800-580-7310. That's 1-800-580-7310. 1-800-580-7310.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Bob Long. We're shining the spotlight in this hour on the upcoming auctions in Arizona. And right now, we're going to take a quick look at the offerings from our friends at RM, the Automobiles of Arizona sale going on January 21st and 22nd at the Arizona Biltmore Resort and Spa. It's my pleasure to welcome Ian Kelleher back to the airwaves of Auto World. Ian, how you doing?
I'm well, Bob. Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. Happy New Year to you and your family.
You as well. Thank you.
So you've got a kind of a special theme here for the Thursday night auction. The British are coming. Tell us all about it.
Well, we do indeed. We've never done something on Thursday in Arizona, and we had a great group of cars come to us at no reserve, about 25 or 30 from California. They made a collector, and we decided to put them all together, sort of following the theme of what we did in Monterey with the Woody, the Nick Alexander collection, which you and I spoke of. And, you know, it ended up that we got a great group of British-built cars, a nice assortment, some pre-war, you know, a lot of sports cars and some more sort of elegant examples and everything all the way up until a 1963 DMC bus, which is a pretty neat little piece too. So it's got a great little selection and cross section of British built cars.
Excellent. And of course, during the regular sale, I'm sure you've got some incredible vehicles going over the block. Tell us about some of the star cars for this year in Arizona.
Well, we do definitely, and I would say that our cover car is the flip-top Cobra, as it's known. That's on the cover of our catalog. It's a significant Cobra that's pretty well known. We've also got a nice group of concept cars as well, and they're highlighted by probably the most remarkable of them being the 1941 Chrysler Thunderbolt, which is a very, very unique car. You know, there's a good cross-section across the board. We've got some Duesenbergs and a couple other interesting pre-war and brass cars. So it's a nice selection, and I think there's definitely something for everyone there. And the prices range, you know, across the board. So a lot of cars with no reserve, so that's always exciting as well.
Absolutely. I noticed you've got, taking a look at the British have coming on Thursday night, lots of Astons, and you've got some AC vehicles going over the block as well, and some modern-day vehicles as well. There's a 2001 Bentley Azure Mulliner edition. That is also going to be going over the block.
Yeah, and the ACs have actually been quite popular. We've had a lot of pre-sale interest in the Bristol and the Roadster and the Acheca, as I like to call it. And certainly the Astons, obviously, are very popular. And they range, you know, from everything from a DB24 to the DB4 GT, which sort of is the real highlight of the Thursday night sale. And, you know, that we expect set to go somewhere between 900 and 1.1 million.
Wow. Which vehicle do you expect to be the high water mark for this year's event?
At our sale across both nights?
Yeah.
Well, it should be. I mean, the Cobra obviously is up there in terms of the value. That could be the top seller. Additionally, we could see something like the Thunderbolt do quite well. That's certainly a car, you know, worth well over $1 million. You know, coupled with that, I would say that it's kind of a unique sale because there aren't too many cars that are, you know, $4 and $5 million. There's a little bit more of an approachable amount of in terms of the overall group. And the quality is excellent. So, you know, it's kind of just going to be sort of what's the flavor for everybody. And going into the January auctions is always interesting because, you know, so many people view them as the barometer for the classic car market in the year to come. So there's obviously the anticipation of that, too.
Absolutely. Ian, I know in the past at a few events you've actually had folks be able to log on to rmauctions.com and watch the auction and even bid from the comfort of their own home. Tell us about that.
Yes, indeed. You can actually register to bid and do everything in advance. You just go to our website at www.rmauctions.com and there's make it very easy. You can log on and basically get all set up to watch the auction live on the Internet. We've got tons of cameras in the room that really give you a great feel for it, too, so you can see what's going on. And then if you want, you can also telephone bid. So you can actually watch the auction online and telephone bid simultaneously. And that way you never have to worry about something on the Internet missing a bid or anything like that, and you can physically hear the sale, too. So you can do that just by calling our 800 number at 800-211-4371. And, we basically help you get set up to bid in whatever manner is most convenient for you.
Excellent. And another thing that you've done in recent times, which is very convenient as well, you've actually digitized your catalog and made it available at your website as well.
Yes, and that, of course, is complimentary. So basically, if you went online to our website and clicked on our Arizona sale, you would essentially be able to get the exact same version of the printed catalog that you get in the mail. It gives you, all the photos are there, all the information is there, and it really kind of lets you peruse and look at everything before deciding to bid if one feels inclined.
And I know I've said it before, but it's so true. I mean, your catalogs are so exquisitely done. They're truly collector's items in themselves.
Well, I appreciate it. And I know we've had so many different kinds of, each sale brings together different groups of cars and different photography. And I think this time around we were very lucky to get some really great stuff and have an opportunity to have some pretty neat stuff that really photographed beautifully and was highlighted across the board with some pretty unique descriptions and the histories. So certainly an interesting one.
Tell our listeners about the 1933 Rolls-Royce Drophead. This is a very unusual vehicle going over the block on Friday. The three-position Drophead.
The 33 Rolls-Royce three-position Drophead, that would be, I believe it's the sedan at DeVille.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that car actually is that car comes from a California collector as well. Been in private hands for some time, and like many of the cars of that period, that car's been, I think, exquisitely restored. Been very well maintained, and is an excellent driver. It's a full classic also, and something that can be certainly enjoyed at CCCA events, things like that. But also, it's really an elegant car that fits really well with the Rolls-Royce Club of America and has been shown at numerous events also.
Absolutely. Another extraordinarily talk about rare vehicle, a concept car from the Ford Motor Company from 1995, one of a kind GT90 concept car. And this has kind of become a subdivision of collectors. I know that there are several individuals who enjoy collecting the concept cars from the auto manufacturers.
It is, and this car in particular, we're actually working on making sure it can actually make it to the auction. Unfortunately, sometimes you run into some problems, and concept cars are always a delicate matter. And we're just working with the right people at Ford Motor Company to make sure everything gets signed off properly for it to be sold. It's gotten lots of interest because, you know, it's really unique, and it's been seen. It's been at a lot of events, but, you know, in the car collector and auction atmosphere, it's really never been seen before. So we've had a lot of pre-sale interest in it, and as you can see in the photos, it's a pretty wild car, especially the interior.
Yeah, very futuristic. Speaking of futuristic, tell our listeners about this 1955 Astra Coupe. I've never seen anything like that.
That's a great car. That's a George Barris creation in many ways. It's got a terrific look to it. I mean, it's I haven't seen too many things built like it before, and it's just totally unique, totally one-off creation. You could almost call it a concept car in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
It really has a unique look to it.
Ian, hang with us. We're going to hold you into the second hour of the broadcast. This is Auto World. If you're leaving us, we'll see you next time around. Otherwise, stay tuned for more. I'm Bob Long.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.